White, St. Helena, California, January 9th, 1906. Dear son Willie, I am thankful that the Lord keeps me in good health. I am trying to do all I can on my writings. The weather is beautiful, and today I have no fire in my room. I get ahead slowly because the days are short and my head gets tired. I wish that you were here so that I could consult with you. I talk with Elder Haskell, and that is some relief. Sister Haskell has been trying to keep Elder Haskell in bed. The boils seem determined to come out on his limbs, and these have to have special treatment. He is receiving all the necessary treatment and is using pulverized charcoal. Sister Haskell takes faithful care of him, and he suffers no pain if he does not try to walk. We persuaded him to stay in bed for a while, though this is a hard thing for him to do. I think that he will finally come out with better health than he has had for years. If the system can have a favorable chance, I think it will free itself from impurities. In his wife, Elder Haskell has a most faithful nurse. I am glad that he is right here, where he can feel at home. We want them both to feel perfectly free. May and the children visit me often. Your children have a faithful mother. She instructs them diligently, and now that school has commenced, there will not be quite so much tax upon her. I sincerely hope that those in attendance at the meeting at Nashville will have the wisdom that cometh from above. I am greatly relieved by the decision to place the Nashville Sanitarium on the Madison School farm. This looks sensible. There is an abundance of land, and this will be a great blessing to both institutions. This will look sensible to those who shall view the grounds and the buildings. That on which I count so much is that one institution will help the other, both of them blending in their work. This cooperation, if carried forward in the Lord's way, will be a blessing to each institution. They can prove that they can work in harmony and each be a strength to the other. Never was there a time in the history of this world when there was more need of God's people plainly showing to the world that the laws of heaven can be kept on earth than the present time. Our hearts must be worked by the Holy Spirit, and obedience to our Heavenly Father's commandments must be exemplified in our lives. The grace of Christ is the most sacred attribute that we can bring into our work of overcoming. The grace of Christ is to be revealed in our attitude to one another, in our school, and in all that we do. It is to the glory of God that through sanctification of the truth we work in harmony, representing His love as children in His family. Every day we are to grow in favor with God and our associates. The Madison School farm is a beautiful location and could not be more favorably situated for the establishment of the sanitarium and the school. And these institutions may be a blessing to one another if the workers connected with them will make them thus. Let them cherish the precious grace of Christ that they may impart it to others. The educational advantages will, if blended, be blessings that will bring true wisdom. Teachers and students, realize that this blending is a part of your education that will perfect Christian character. Angels of God will be your helpers, assisting you in the work. The patients who shall come to the sanitarium may have in your lives an exhibition of the sanctifying grace of God working upon the human heart. The sick and afflicted will not feel so isolated as they otherwise would. A variety of good will result from one institution's blending with the other. Let all walk humbly with God. The religious advantages of both institutions are to be a living testimony to the power of the Word. In these institutions, men and women are to learn how to serve God and how to praise and magnify Him. Let your lives preach a daily sermon on the power of love and unity, and although you may not always be free from trials and tests, you can learn how to represent Christ in character. You can show what it means to be a Christian. Only let your conversation be as becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you, or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in one spirit, with one mind striving together for the faith of the gospel, and in nothing terrified by your adversaries, which is to them an evident token of perdition, but to you of salvation, and that of God. For unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on Him, but also to suffer for His sake, having the same conflict which He saw in me, and now here to be in me. Philippians 1, verse 27-30. Please read the second chapter of Philippians, I shall rejoice in the Lord to hear that the sanitarium and school are established on the same farm. I highly appreciate this farm. I am interested in the location. It is retired, and the important work that is to be done there will be to the honor and glory of God. Have courage in the Lord. You can have your meetings together, and together you can praise the Lord with heart and soul and voice, and angels will be present. The outlook is so pleasing that even if I never visit you again, I can, in imagination, enjoy your gatherings. May the rich blessing of God be upon you all, is my prayer. In love.